This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. Our radio show is heard on Pacifica stations nationwide, and our TV show can be viewed on Free Speech TV and on our website. Activists in cities around the country are mobilizing to protect their undocumented neighbors and friends from raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents. Under Donald Trump, the federal government has become more vocal and aggressive about targeting municipalities that call themselves sanctuary cities, a loosely defined term that usually means a local police department, in order to protect public safety, is not required to coordinate efforts with federal immigration agents. In Pasadena, California, a city in the greater Los Angeles area where this program is produced, a local community job center was the site of a lively gathering on Monday afternoon, where hundreds of Pasadena residents, students, members of the clergy, and immigrants met to make signs and hear brief sermons before marching to their city hall to confront the Pasadena City Council and demand that it take a stand to protect undocumented residents consistent with a sanctuary city. I was there, and I'm proud to present this special report from the event. We begin by hearing Pablo Alvarado of the National Day Laborers Organizing Network. He's one of the most prominent immigrant rights advocates in the U.S. today.
No ban!
No
law! No ban!
No law!
No ban!
No law!
But we're going to start with the blessing of this walk today. Because today we're walking for inclusion, for peace, for understanding, for safety. Today we're working to make sure that our city stands with migrants, ensuring that they are protected. And we're gonna deliver a very clear message to our political leadership. We're gonna deliver a very clear message to them. We know what this president stands for. He said that he's gonna do mass deportations. In the future, our country will be thinking of this moment as one of the most disgraceful moments in the history. We want to make sure that our city stands in the right side. So that's what we're going to do. Okay? The Constitution is in our side. And guess what? God is in our side.
Amen. Sure. My name is Angel Olvera, and I'm one of the site coordinators here at the Pasadena Community Job Center. And I've been working here for over 4 years, organizing and helping people find jobs.
So what is happening today?
Well, today we want to march and we wanted to bring community together to send a clear message that we don't want our local police department collaborate with other federal agencies. I think our police department needs to focus on our own necessities as a community, and not target people who facing deportation, because I think that's not their job. I think their job is just to protect and serve our community here in the city of Pasadena.
Has the Pasadena police in the past cooperated with agents, Homeland Security and ICE agents?
That's an agreement that they have in the past, but no longer. But, we want to send this clear message that and let everybody know that it is okay to work and live here in the city of Pasadena.
Tell me what role the folks who work in this center, what role do they play in this city? How do they participate as members of the society in a mid-sized city like Pasadena?
Well, they're a great labor force, especially here in the city, because majority of the employment that we get here came from homeowners, and we want to that is the exchange to keep happening. Our most clients have for sure that they're gonna come and get a resource that they can trust, people that it's reliable and it is ready to work. So that's why we wanted to make these connections, not just workers but community members, so they know that we're here to work. We're here to provide for our families. We're not here to, you know, do any type of crimes or anything. You know, we just, there is just people that wants to live. The center provides a safe zone for the workers where they can look for work and in an orderly manner, you know, organize and most important, have that interact with the community, with local businesses, because there's a lot of restaurants and other local businesses who hire, you know, laborers from this site.
Would it be fair to say that most of the people who get jobs through the center are undocumented?
Well, that's something that, you know, every employer has to ask to their, you know, employee. So, you know, I think that's between the employer and the employee.
You have signs all over about, you know, no ban, no walls, no deportations. How severely has the rhetoric coming out of our political establishment, our new political establishment, how severely has it impacted workers? Do you find there's fear among workers today?
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course it's fear. And you can feel it like in the atmosphere. You know, there's people that used to go to the store and, you know, buy their groceries. But now, you know, everybody has like fear that, you know, if they go, you know, my other federal agencies might be waiting in the corner and, you know, they might get picked up. So, yeah, of course, it's fear in our community. So that's why we want to walk. The right message is tell the public at large that they don't have to fear. This is a city who is being included in our immigrant community, and you know, just keep it that way. So, you know, that's our major message for today. You know,
my name is Linda Tenwar, and I'm here today because I believe that our country has been built by immigrants, and I'm completely against the idea of building walls, and I'm for an inclusive society because we have used people to get our country great, you know, the Africans, the Asians, the Latinos, all, you know, all people have contributed to this country. So now we're saying, oh no, you guys can't come, or no, you guys leave. And I'm really upset about the idea of tearing families apart. You know, having children here without their parents. There is no heart there and no conscience. I'm really upset about that.
Can you show me a sign? I saw you were working on it earlier. It's beautiful.
This is Immigrants Built America USA, Families Matter. And that to me is, it's the heart of it, is that these are not things, they're people. They have histories with a blood in this country. So I don't want to see that ignored or brushed aside as if it doesn't matter.
I'm Martin Fernandez, and I'm resident of Pasadena City. And I live close to this Pasadena Job Center. And I come here to look for job also. Some people, they require people to, for example, for driver's work, driver job, people with that has license, of course, to drive a car. And also, in the last time, we went to a furniture store to take out merchandise from the boxes and put it in order in front to show the merchandise, and the customer visit the business and they buy. That was an opportunity for the job, and it was very paid. They gave us 8 hours and $15 each hour.
So you basically get hired by individuals, but also small businesses?
Yes, through the Pasadena community, the Pasadena Job Center, yes.
And they require that you should be paid at least $15 an hour?
Yes, that's the agreement between the person who requires personnel to work in this center.
So you've done some driving jobs, some shelving, shelving inventory, etc.
Exactly. Yes, that kind of.
Can you tell me a little bit of your own personal story?
I'm from Mexico, from Sinaloa State, and I've been here since 1990. and I have about 26 years living here. Especially for me, because I'm a handicapped person, and in the United States there are a lot of disabled parkings, and that makes me easier the life than my country.
You're a disabled immigrant, and so life is easier for you here in the United States because there are laws that protect disabled people more so here than in your home.
Yes, yes. They protect more, and they facilitate the life. This country is an opportunity for people who wants to go to the university and to find opportunities for here is an easier life than our countries, because our countries, they are poor. They are poor countries.
Did you come alone?
No. I came with my fathers.
How old were you when you came?
26 years old.
And so you have a family here now?
Yes, the whole family is here, my brothers and sisters. The first thing that I did here in the United States when I came was to go to school. And I graduated me from the school, from high school diploma program, and also I went to college. And I was taking some, for example, music courses for voice and music, vocalization, and playing guitar, piano, and other instruments.
You're a musician?
Yes, I play the guitar. And I teach classes. I teach classes also. I'm ready to get a job. I feel self-confident to get a job.
Jasmine Richards, you're the Pasadena chapter founder of Black Lives Matter. Why are you here today?
Because I'm here because it's interesting that Victor Gordo is throwing this, is actually hosting this this march and this walk.
He's a city council member.
He's a city council member. And now I'm here to show solidarity with my community. I'm here to show what intersectionality actually means. And I'm here to show Victor Gordo that this is the fear, constant fear that black people have been going through in this community forever. And now he's living this fear. So I want to show that we're here with you, we stand with you, and that this is what it looks like to be a person of color in Pasadena.
So the fear that a lot of immigrants feel today under Trump, even people who have documents or not, that's a fear the black Americans have lived with all the time, right?
That's a fear that black Americans have lived with forever, you know what I mean? The constant fear of, are the police gonna run in my house today? Are they gonna take my father today? Are they gonna take my mother? And this is a constant fear that we've lived with forever. And now that it's hitting everyone, it's very imperative that we actually stand together and show that this is not a fear that you're feeling alone. And it's important that we show that there's black undocumented folks as well. And that we're standing out here for the black undocumented people, folks as well. A lot of people don't, when you talk about people being taken back to their country, you only think of Mexicans, you think of folks who aren't black, basically, the anti-blackness thing. But my dad's Jamaican. He's documented, but he's Jamaican, you know what I mean? And so I stand up for my family, because once they start taking folks' rights away, who's going to say that just because you have papers, your papers won't be taken away?
Trump has tried to divide us. How important is it for us to stand together?
I didn't hear you, sorry.
Trump has tried to divide us. How important is it for us to stand together?
Well, it's imperative that we stand together. It's imperative that we show what love actually is. Love is a form of action, right? And it's imperative that in this time of hatred and in this time of rage, that we show what revolutionary love and revolutionary rage actually means. It's important. It's imperative. A lot of folks are actually surprised to see me down here, and I'm like, why? Why? This is important, because if they do it to us, they'll do it to you, and who's next?
My name is Rabbi Jonathan Klein, and I'm from CLU, Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice. And I'm here because we need to do everything we can to keep these communities safe from those who would do it harm, and to make sure that the most vulnerable in our community, those whose rights have been systematically denied them, are protected.
So this is a moral issue for you?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing less than a moral crisis in this country, and what's happening here in Pasadena is a commitment by people to push back against the type of grabbing, land grab, culture grab that's happening in our society.
Now, it feels like we're living in a moment when all minorities really are at risk. Do you personally also fear for your community?
For the Jewish community, I don't feel the level of threat that I think we will eventually if they get their way. My sense is that with all despotic behavior, you start with those who are most vulnerable, and then you work your way toward those who are harder to get. You start with the low-hanging fruit, the people whose rights don't exist to begin with, and you start to take away from them, and then you build up. And I think that's the game plan that Mr. Bannon and others in the Trump administration would like to see happen.
It took Trump so long to denounce anti-Semitism. We've had two Jewish cemeteries now desecrated. There was a killing on last week of an Indian engineer in, I believe it was Kansas. Do you see all of those issues, as well as the fear that this community here is feeling, as connected?
Yeah, there's no doubt that it's all connected. It's an essential rejection of anything but the white privileged class in our society. And the sad thing is that actually what's going on here is protection of the 0.1% over the 99.9%. And they use race to take away from everyone, but eventually they'll come for all unless we push back and recognize that this is actually the attack of very greedy people to take away from everyone else.
Thank you so much.
I am part of a faith tradition that believes that God binds us together in a covenant that says that God stands with those who are most vulnerable, and so must we. Amen. Except when I think of the people whom this president is targeting, that this president is trying to get us to turn against, that this president is trying to get us to fear, I don't think about vulnerability. I think about some of the strongest, most faithful, most beautiful, most creative, most brilliant people that I know. And this, the truth is, God has already blessed us with amazing people in this community. And because they don't have a piece of paper, this president wants to take them away from us. Wants to take our blessing away from us. Well, once God has blessed something, it stays blessed.
That's right. That's right.
And God has blessed this community with wonderful people. And we are here to say to the president, to the Pasadena City Council, to the Pasadena Police Force, you will not take this community's blessing away.
Amen.
And so I am just here to say thank you to those among us who are in the crosshairs, because it's not the first time for you. The wisdom you have from your experience, the faithfulness you have from your experience, you have borne, in a nation that has much good in it, you have borne way too often the worst this nation has to offer, and you have done nothing but pledge your love for her. You are an inspiration to the rest of us. You are our blessing. And for you we give thanks, and let the people say amen.
Amen.
The word that I want to share with you all this afternoon, my brothers and sisters, is that when we oppress our neighbors, when we oppress our family, when we call them names like illegal and undocumented, the word of the Lord says that I too am watching. I want you all to know that God is watching. Somebody say, God is watching.
God is watching.
Say it like you mean it. Say, God is watching.
God is watching.
When we have the nerve to treat our blessing as though it was a curse, as my pastor Mike reminded us, our neighbors are our blessing. Somebody say that God is watching.
God is watching.
When we have the nerve to allow our neighbors into our homes, to raise our children, to build our churches and our synagogues. Huh?
God.
And God is watching. And then we turn right back around and call our neighbors illegal and allow ICE to round them up and allow the Pasadena Police Department to continue to enter into a memorandum of understanding with ICE. God is watching. Say it again. So we came out here to crush the ice, y'all. Why? Because God is watching. Say it again. God is watching. My brother said that Trump is trying to divide us around fear, trying to sow seeds of fear and divisions. My favorite line from that great song of the movement of the 60s and 70s, We Shall Overcome, was that line that said, we are not afraid. Can we sing that together? It says, we are not afraid today. Deep in my heart, I do believe that we are not afraid today. Let's sing it together. We are not afraid. We are not afraid. We are not afraid today. Oh, deep in my heart,
That's a special report from a rally in Pasadena, California on Monday afternoon to protect immigrant rights in the era of Donald Trump. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/RUWithSonali.